ConnectConnect.com.
Kate Delaney coming up on the show. Here's Johnny Ed McMahon, famous for those words. I couldn't even do him justice with my cheap imitation right from the get-go, but dead at the age of 86. Some say the best sidekick ever. We'll talk about that. Also, Iran still in the news, of course, as at this point, Mousavi is under serious guard, under watch, if you will. Not too much information coming out of Iran at this point. However, in our own country, as we've seen other world leaders really step up to the plate and kind of wave the fist and say power to the people for protesting the election results that allowed Ahmadinejad to continue as president of Iran. Finally, probably the strongest words yet from our own president. So right from the top, we'll let you hear what he said today at a presser.
The United States and the international community have been appalled and outraged by the threats, the beatings, and imprisonments of the last few days. They've got some of the comments that I've made being mistranslated in Iran, suggesting that I'm telling rioters to go out and riot some more. There are reports suggesting that the CIA is behind all this, all of which are patently false. I think that all of us share a belief that we want justice to prevail. But only I'm the President of the United States. I think, Chuck, that we don't know yet how this thing is going to play out. I know everybody here is on a 24-hour news cycle. I'm not.
All right, you got to like that jab at the end that he's not on the 24-hour news cycle. So the president reacting to Iran. Also, the big story, of course, the fact that Twitter was the social networking site that so many of the young people went to try to get the word out, the pictures, the video about what was really happening in Iran for the past, you know, week and a half. And it really captivated so many, many people, especially the story of Nita, the girl who was going to a peaceful protest, her father in tow, and then she is shot and has a violent death in front of everybody's eyes. And it was filmed, captured for everybody in the world to see. She has now become, for lack of a better way to describe it, the hero of this effort, this reform effort that's being led by so many young people in Iran, people under 30 years old, and a lot of them, of course, women. So she has become this symbol now to continue to push for reforms in that country and not to accept what's being crammed down their throat. The president says he, too, saw that clip, and he reacts again at the presser he held earlier in the day.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And I think that anybody who sees it knows that there's something fundamentally unjust about that.
Coming up here on America Tonight in another 10 minutes, we're going to talk to Salim Siddiqui. He has some thoughts, obviously, from the Muslim nation. He's a comedian. He's someone who worked with our government to try to help reveal or aid in uncovering possible terrorism plots, in other words, in translating, etc. But Salim will join us in another 10 minutes to give us his thoughts on Iran, including the burqa deal. Remember, this was heavy conversation on our last America Tonight, the fact that the French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, of all people, gets up and says, no more of this. Women don't need to be degraded. They don't need to be subservient. We don't want burqas in France anymore. And the population, the highest in Western Europe of the Muslim nation, would be in France. And then a lot of people not too happy about that. Of course, it's not official yet, but he's trying to make it official. So we will go there, obviously, with Salim when we get him on the show. In the meantime, a lot of people still shaking their heads, saddened by what that horrible crash that we saw the other day happens at rush hour. Literally, the train jackknifing, colliding with another train going in the same direction. How does this happen? So the National Transportation and Safety Board looking in, trying to figure out, putting the pieces of the puzzle together. That's what they do. You go to a crash site. It's horrendous. There's blood. There's body parts. Sorry to be so graphic. Sadly, there's people who didn't survive, etc. And you have to hurry and assemble it as quickly as you can to try to get a sense of what happened there, to come up with the cause. It goes back to the same thing I say constantly when something horrible happens. We always want to know why. Why? What happened? How could that be? Was it human error? Was it something else? Was it, God forbid, texting or on the cell phone? So it looks like at this point, and this is the main focus, that you had this computerized system just failing to halt that oncoming train. The train didn't stop even though the emergency brake was pressed. So at the time of the crash, the train was operating in automatic. So that meant it was controlled by the computer. If it's in that mode, which makes sense, then the person operating it would be, they would open and close the doors and respond in case of an emergency. I've ridden so many trains in my life, and probably most of the trains I've ridden have been operated mostly that way. So it's unclear if the emergency brake was engaged when it happened. There's this mushroom-shaped button that activates it. It was found pushed down in the operator's compartment. Of course, the train didn't stop. Plows into a train stopped ahead, and it was at the height of evening rush hour, killing 9 people, injuring more than 70, the worst in the 30-year history of the Metro. And it's always about the story of the people who are left behind. There was one woman who had 6 kids from El Salvador. There was another woman who was a mother, had 2 young kids, was going to pick the 2 young kids up. Of course, she didn't make it either. So crews spent all the time they could on Tuesday just pulling the train wreckage out and even looking for possibly more victims. But again, luckily so far, just 9. There hasn't been any other signs of life, and by now at this point they've pretty much cleaned that area up. So trains never supposed to get really closer than 1200 feet, and unfortunately in piecing this together, trying to figure out if it's the old train. And see, this is what I thought when they said this thing about the emergency brake. I thought, no, here we don't go again, that it's a maintenance issue. That, oh, yeah, some of the trains are out of date, and because it's an aging fleet and there's safety concerns, but we don't have money for new cars. You see where I'm going with this? It is almost looking like, because the feds wanted to phase out the old cars, it's almost looking like lack of money, not new equipment, leads to possibly this accident. Wow. Salim Siddiqui coming up next here on America Tonight.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NewRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 23rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $924.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $951.25, $475.63 for the half ounce, and $237.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $951.25, $475.63, and $237.81.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Catch up with Salim Siddiqui coming up here on America Tonight. If we don't catch him on this show, we'll catch him in a future show talking about Iran and the situation, of course, the focus, so much of the focus on the people really trying to push their will through the streets. Of course, at serious cost, obviously, some have lost their life. Pretty scary, not really knowing what's going to happen. And at this point, there's a definite crackdown on people trying to voice their opinions, because you've got police, you've got the demonstrators clashing with the police, certainly. You have people shouting from rooftops, turning on car headlights, holding up posters. And Iran is saying, you know, hey, you do this, and we can promise swift action for anybody who continues to violate what the supreme leader said, which is these are the election results. However, just now and coming on the air, apparently there may be a little bit of a change of heart. And I say that cautiously, as I frantically was trying to get more information about this and talk to a couple of people in the know. Because, again, remember, from Iran, we're not getting a lot of clear information. We're getting sort of third-hand, second-hand, whatever, because you don't have reporters that are actually there to be the eyes and the ears and to be kind of the old guard. But what you have is you have Iran now banning the protesting footballers, saying that they won't be part of the team eventually. You've got the Ayatollah Khamenei extending the deadline for the election complaints, which is a huge deal. At the top of this show, we just let you hear what Barack Obama said. Said he was appalled and outraged in seeing the video of the young woman who was shot in cold blood on the streets just peacefully protesting over the weekend. And in the meantime, you've got Mousavi, the reformer, who is trying to make appearances wherever he can, but he's under 24-hour guard. So they're trying to get a lid on the situation. But as I said, the new deal is you've got Khamenei extending the deadline for the election complaints, and that is big news because while on one hand you're trying to shut the people up, trying to shut the free thought, you now have the idea that, okay, well, we're going to push this time back a little bit. And that says something to me. That says that there is some pressure, that the powers that be in Iran are taking notice of what's going on, because the world knows that there are people who are dead and injured, and that there's been massive destruction of property. There have been fires. There have been cars destroyed as a result of the fires and other things and being flipped over. So it's 2 weeks of this has happened now. 2 weeks of dodging in and out of Twitter, et cetera, to just get any information out. And Mousavi obviously has the will of some people. So Mousavi is the candidate who many people wanted to see take that spot at the presidency. And, of course, we said it again and again, it's Ahmadinejad, of course, in the election results overwhelmingly. That's why it doesn't wash with what's happened there, because it doesn't make sense that they could have counted how many millions of votes and how long, et cetera. So this story is interesting, and there's a reason why you should care, and the reason why you should care, a couple of reasons. One, because we have, of course, troops in the Middle East, not in Iran, but there's the hot spot of Pakistan, which is probably the most dangerous place to worry about at this point. But we have troops now being increased ultimately in Afghanistan, troops leaving Iraq. There's a vested interest in many, many ways on what's happening in the Middle East. And then, of course, the relationship that the United States has with Israel, and ultimately, what is the relationship with Israel and Iran? If it's Ahmadinejad, for all the things that have been said and swatted back and forth, and then, of course, the concerns over nukes, you have to be concerned about what's happening in the Middle East and in Iran. Because I've gotten a couple of emails from people, a few people, not too many, because most of you are actually chiming in on this, who say, you know, like the idea that you talk about everything on the show, and, you know, haha, funnily enough, we say it's the show for those with ADD. But some people don't really care about the Middle East. Some Americans think, well, you know, you got North Korea and the nut Kim Jong-il. You are concerned about if North Korea is going to test another missile. You have the, even though the long-range missile won't hit Hawaii, you have the threats of, okay, U.S., you want to board one of our ships. We're going to fire this missile July 4th. It's aimed at Hawaii. We have a warship going to protect Hawaii anyway, because the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, thinks that's a smart play, and I agree. So, yeah, you can't just be concerned with what's going on in our borders. Yes, we have almost 10% unemployment. Yes, there are struggles just to maintain along the southern border in particular with the illegal immigration numbers. At what point, we don't know. Are they decreasing, increasing? What's happening there? What's happening with the czar, who supposedly is monitoring the situation, and especially with the drug corridor and with people being kidnapped and all that other sort of stuff? And obviously, cities worried about going bankrupt, California worrying about going bankrupt. But at the same time, you cannot ignore what's also outside of the borders, because absolutely it affects us. We laid in the weeds once, and then we're caught off guard, of course, by 9/11, and there's no way you want to see that happen again. So you have to be in touch with what's going on. So Iran is very, very, very important. I touched on North Korea briefly, and you've got the American destroyer that's tailing that North Korean ship it's sailing along the coast of China, right? And the belief is that the boat is carrying arms that's headed for Burma, basically. So far, no interaction other than the tail. But will it come to the point where the United States actually takes the bold move of trying to board the ship, trying to stop the ship? Imagine if they get aboard, of course, the ship, and the arms aren't there. But if the U.S. ship encounters the one that's trailing it, the American destroyer, if it does try to overtake the North Korea Kang Nam, what do you think happens there? I said this before. With North Korea saying all bets are off, it's a sure bet that something will bubble up in a very, very big way. We had a long discussion about this on our last America Tonight, and it was great. The phone calls were great, and the emails were great about, yeah, do you really think China is going to play blocker? Do you think China is just going to crush North Korea? Does that really make any sense? And there are all kinds of theories about what ultimately happens with Japan and China, and of course, what the United States does. This is more a UN mandate thing, and the United States saying, okay, we're part of this. This just cannot continue. We just cannot continue to let North Korea, you know, flail their fists at us and then have these missile tests and think that everything's just hunky-dory, because it's not. So will this destroyer, the destroyer, by the way, is the USS John McCain, would it ultimately continues to follow the Kang Nam, but is it going to turn over surveillance to another destroyer, because that's what they're talking about, that's the possibility. North Korea is saying, look, you intercept our ship, it's an act of war. And we're on the brink of a nuclear war if you think that this situation is just going to go away. It's a grave situation. Grave. I mean, what can happen if the two intercede? I think something happens. I've said this now for weeks. I think everything else going on, you can't ignore Iran, you can't ignore Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, and the cleanup there. But boy, what's happening in Asia is very, very scary stuff. Will Kim Jong-il actually go through with whatever the threats are come at the United States? Hang with us, more around the bend.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wanting to
about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Talk about getting it on. What is going on with the Republican Party and the would-be presidential hopefuls falling one by one like dominoes? Of course, we had just at the tail end of last week talking about this. I mean, it was just a week ago. You had Senator John Ensign, the Republican from Nevada, now apologizing to his colleagues for what he's calling his actions. He had an affair with a woman who worked for him, and so did her husband. Okay? And it was going to be released in the news, so he wanted to head it off at the pass, held a press conference, admitted he had the affair, apologized. Now he apologizes to colleagues, and he wants to maintain the confidence of his family and those that he works with. So, of course, I mean, what are they going to do in the Senate? How many other people have skeletons dancing around in their closet? They're not going to, what are they going to do? Tar and feather him and tell him to get out of the Capitol? Of course not. But here's the deal. There's a lot of fallout from the scandal. Because, yes, I mean, people are hugging him and shook his hand and I'm sure they feel badly for what happened. I would, too, if it was a member of my party. And it's like, oh, here we go again. Not another one. And the problem with Ensign is that he was one of the people who really went after Bill Clinton for the whole Monica Lewinsky thing and the whole impeachment deal. He was leading the parade. And so, you know what they say. You're out there, you're screaming, you're yelling, you're kicking your heels up, And now here you are doing the same thing, fooling around with your one of your campaign managers' wives right under their noses. But there's a fresh scandal afoot. And I can only imagine what the excuse will be, because there would have to be something. The governor of South Carolina, who I was tooting his horn for the fact that he didn't want the stimulus, and then the $700 million was crammed down his throat because of education in South Carolina and the push to say, no, 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 we want this. He did not want this. So it's Father's Day weekend. He has four sons, and Governor Mark Sanford disappears. He disappears Thursday. Now here it is, Wednesday. He's coming back to his office. And what happened was, people started to wonder, well, geez, where's the governor? Reporters, just other colleagues, whatever, started to call. Well, the governor's not here. Well, he wasn't with his family. His wife didn't seem to know where he was either. A spokesperson for the governor said he was hiking along the Appalachian Trail. Now, he was battered, bruised, just beat up beyond belief after his fight with the legislature, because, as I said, he was getting heavy press for, you know, nationally for refusing the stimulus, and then he ultimately lost the battle in the end. But how would he disappear and his wife wouldn't know where he is, and disappear when he's got four young sons on Father's Day weekend? So it makes no sense. But the story gets more interesting. He is supposedly, what's being released from his office is just the staff is saying, oh, well, we knew, you know, he was going to be out of pocket for several days. And before leaving last week, he told his staff about his whereabouts and he'd be difficult to reach. But, you know, should an emergency arise and all that kind of stuff. But apparently there were some inaccuracies in the whereabouts. First of all, the car turns up and it's in a airport parking lot. He's pinged. They find they get a ping back from Atlanta, and so it's very strange as to what's happened to him. And now he's on the hook for this because the whole country's saying, "Where in the world is the governor?" Like, people are thinking something untoward happened to him, and you had many of the legislature in his state reacting to "where in the world is the gov," including this guy. Here's what he had to say.
It's bizarre behavior, but that's not unusual for this governor.
All right, so the guy you just heard there is a Republican in the state legislature. Jake Knotts, his name is. He's a state senator. And he said it's not unusual for the governor. Man, I got to think, you know, Matt Johnson and I both have been following this story with wide-eyed interest because it's just so strange. Oh, he disappeared. He's hiking in the Appalachian Trail. And, you know, but wait a second. We try to get a hold of him and the phone is automatically gets shut off. It's in Atlanta. And, yes, you could trace it all the way down, but I don't think so. Matt, what do you think? Take your best shot. What do you think is going on with this governor?
I'm going to say something sleazy, and he's definitely cheating on his wife with somebody.
Bingo!
Male or female, I don't know.
Yeah, so his car was in the Atlanta Hatfield Airport parking lot. So how do you explain that? And his wife, his own wife, doesn't hear from him for 6 days, and his kids don't hear from him on Father's Day?
Yeah, how do you not know where your husband is for 4 days? And especially
no, six
on
six days.
Or six
it's
days.
Ridiculous, yeah,
and
six
then
days.
Especially it's a holiday, too. I mean, not technically a holiday, but it's Father's Day. And especially when you have young children, you always kind of spend it with them, you know? I mean, I always did. I always had, you know, dinner with my dad and my family and everything like that. And he's just, I don't know where he is. That makes a lot of sense.
Irresponsible, sorry. I mean, sorry, Gov, I was in your corner, but come on. Leave the state, no communication with your staff, with your wife, with your family. don't even tell the lieutenant governor that he's in charge? What if there was some kind of an emergency? In fact, the newspaper, one of the newspapers in South Carolina said, who's in charge? That was the giant headline. Are you kidding? Usually, and if somebody's sneaking around or they're trying to get away with something, they really have to go under the wire, but they don't disappear and for 6 days and say they're on the Appalachian Trail. So, man, something is not kosher in this situation. I mean, there's no question. Something is definitely afoot. What it is, I mean, was he that distraught that he had to just go disappear in the wilderness and not talk to anyone? I just don't buy it. And to me, and this is from the outside point of view, but to me, he didn't seem that irresponsible. I mean, he's not a guy that goes off, that's going to go off the deep end. He was all over the media. So he was appearing all over the place to talk about not taking the stimulus. And then suddenly he's out of pocket like that. Makes no sense. You can bet that something strange or some weird twist or something is going to come out of this one. Maybe not an affair. I don't know. But something does not add up. And he'd have to answer a lot of questions. How do you explain the car in Atlanta? I mean, there's your first thing. How do you explain that? What, off somewhere taking a vacation? Oh, man. My, oh, my. All right, if you have any ideas as to what you think is going on with the governor, call us, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Secrets, they'll get you every single time. When will these guys learn? Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, I don't know what's going on with that governor, and I don't know what's going on with that president. It was one of the most cowardly press conferences I have ever seen in my life. You know, he talks about this girl getting shot in the heart, and then he says, I'm really sorry. It's a terrible thing. You know, innocent loss of life, and wow, it's like the bad side of a rainbow, and you know, talking all of this stuff, no anger, you know, and then he says, but you know, we're not going to take. It's up to the Iranian people. We have to realize that the United States is the policeman of the world, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, true.
You know, and so when the people of the world see us saying, well, yeah, you know, that's their thing, though. They look situation and they say, let me see. The United States has 150,000 troops on the western border. They have 50,000 troops on the eastern border. They probably got 10,000 troops in those Kazakhstan countries on the north. They control the sea. They can, you know, they have mastery of the air. And Iran has no nuclear weapons. They can't hurt the United States, but the United States won't do a thing as the mullahs, you know, just rape and pillage their own people.
I think it's shocking. Absolutely. You even have a group of mullahs who are taking part in the protests against the election results. So I saw something on YouTube. I was shocked. I thought, well, is that a setup or what? But then I looked again and found a couple more, and that's an act of defiance. I mean, they're going to lose their heads if they're caught. That there's no way, because if you look at the mullahs, who are they beholden to? They're kind of the guardians, not kind of, they are the guardians of the Islamic revolution and all the ideologies. So they're loyal to God and to the Ayatollah Al-Khamenei. And I would think that spells big trouble for them. More on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Thank you. Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Her hair is hollow gold.
The United States and the international community have been appalled and outraged by the threats, the beatings, and imprisonments of the last few days. They've got some of the comments that I've made being mistranslated in Iran, suggesting that I'm telling rioters to go out and riot some more. There are reports suggesting that the CIA is behind all this, all of which are patently false. I think that all of us share a belief that we want justice to prevail. But only I'm the President of the United States. So I think, Chuck, that we don't know yet how this thing is going to play out. I know everybody here is on a 24-hour news cycle. I'm not.
All right, Tomas from Michigan says, we're the world's police, so Obama is not doing the right thing by laying in the weeds on this one. You know, it's a mixed bag around the country. What do you think, America? 800-259-5791. I say it's a mixed bag because some of the most hardcore conservatives I know, shockingly, two of the six that I talked to actually said, you know what, I'm backing Obama on this one. I'm backing him in the sense that you have to see what happens and how this unfolds. Now, you heard what I just said about the mullahs, that some of them are involved now in these demonstrations. That is big news, because that is complete defiance. To have mullahs in the street and being part of the protests that says that, man, this really could be for real. Mousavi, of course, claiming he was the opposition leader, claiming he was the true winner of the June 12th voting. But the Electoral Commission, of course, declared Ahmadinejad the guy, winning by a landslide, and thus we've had all these protests since then. By Friday, we would be coming up on 2 weeks of protesting. People killed. You heard me talk about the damage, other things happening, everybody injecting different thoughts as to ultimately where does Iran go. And you just heard Obama's statement, too strong, not strong enough, or too late. 800-259-5791. Here's what I would say with the strategy. They're very concerned that the United States doesn't look like this is the U.S. pushing somebody in place to try to let them have their own credit, if you will, for being the voice, being the revolution, being the people pushing up against the big bad regime that stacked the deck against them again with the election results. How I say this all the time, and this is true. There is power in the people, right? We know in the United States how the little old United States become the big bad country it is when we're so much younger than so many other nations out there. A revolution. That's how it happened. Because we're not going to take it anymore. Don't tread on me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And look where we are. Not a very old country, but a strong country built on freedom of speech, right? So this is speech. These are protesters trying to get their speech out and being shut down, being gagged, being shot, being, you know, all this other stuff. Ultimately, I think the big mistake to me with Obama was not to come out with strong statements from the very beginning. I mean, obviously, we're not going to go, you know, we're not going to send troops in. We're not going to be hands-on. That was never even part of this. There's no way that would happen, of course. But I think that what should have happened from the get-go is he should have been more forceful. Even with what he said today, he could have said from the very beginning, right? And the interesting thing is, because this is how it was a rare news conference, too, because it was a midday news conference, and the reporters, of course, peppering the president with questions about the whole, you know, hey, you're being criticized for not speaking out more forcefully, and, you know, particularly from Senator John McCain, da-da-da-da, do you think this is, you know, the Republicans, a Republican push, you know, blowback, whatever, that's not how they worded it, but that's what they're talking about. And Obama says, what do you think? Of course, basically. This is a very gray area, though. This gray is running right down the line. So Obama either comes out of this one, if the government is flipped, if the people have their way, if there's a so-called recount and things change in Iran, and then the United States steps in, backs, you know, whoever it is, Mousavi or whatever, then it looks a little different. If not, you know, where do you go from there in the relationship with this country that we have no relationship with? But this was the strongest statement. As I said, from my point of view, it should have happened before. If we're going into 2 weeks on Friday, the comments needed to be there in the beginning, and then we don't have to go through this whole rhetoric of why are you saying, you know, and whoever told, if somebody told him to say this, whoever wrote the don't meddle thing, that was the worst thing you could possibly say. Because it just sounded weak to me. From the beginning, when everybody else is reacting to say, oh, you know, no meddling, there were certainly better ways to put that out there. And that's where the failure lies. I actually got a couple of emails on this. I'm going to go to the inbox and hit up some of the emails because I feel badly. I've missed a bunch lately.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, can I hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
I love it when people call me mistress. All right, so here's the thing. A couple of quick emails that I've got carried over from yesterday, the tail end of yesterday's show, and into already this first hour of America Tonight. Here's one from Ken. Ken says, finally Obama with a little bit of meat in his comments, but should have been there from the get-go, Kate. You know, you were talking about it from the very beginning when you came on that weekend, and that truly was a misstep by our president. It should have been there a week and a half ago. Here's one from Jane. Jane listens to us in Vermont. Kate, love the show. Like it when you jump around. Think it's funny that you call it ADD. We all have ADD. As far as Iran's concerned, I hope the people continue to protest. Good for them. I think the president needed to be even more forceful. These people obviously need a hand. It's sad what happened to the young girl that you described, and she truly is a symbol of freedom. Just trying to let her voice be heard in some tiny way, and who knew that she would become so gigantic in the minds of people in both Iran and around the world. All right, you too can send me your thoughts on that or other things at americatonight.net. We'll do another mailbag segment. Don't worry about it. Here's a follow-up, a quick one. Remember the Minnesota teenager that we told you about? He said he's pretty upset about continuing chemo. His mother didn't want him to go through that. He didn't want to go through that, so they tried to avoid it. But ultimately, the judge ordered the chemo, saying it had a chance, because doctors said that, it had a chance to make him get better and shrink the tumor. So at 13, he's still pretty upset with the judge. The doctors say it has significantly, though, shrunk the size of his tumor. As for the young boy, Daniel Hauser, his name is, he says he gets really, really sick and dizzy and gets a headache right away. And he does say he believes the improvement in his condition is being caused by the alternative treatments and not the chemo, because he's taking vitamin supplements and organic food and watching his diet and ionized water and, you know, all that sort of stuff. His parents are worried about the risks of the chemo. They rejected it originally because of the whole religious thing. They didn't want to have to accept the chemo, but ultimately were told by the judge that he had to have the treatment. For the record, he has Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's what it was diagnosed as, and apparently they've seen some improvements. So, you know, that's the good news. I mean, come on, here's the thing. Dying of cancer, having this tumor that just keeps growing and growing the size of a grapefruit, doctors all testifying that there is still a chance for this kid. The judge did the right thing, and ultimately, it's gotta be sucky to have chemo. I mean, I can't claim that. I know people have gone through it, but 13 and the chance to survive and thrive, I think the right thing was done there, absolutely.